It's time to talk sports. We have Joe Rexrode of the Detroit Free Press here to talk sports with us as he does on Fridays. Hey, Joe. Hello?
Hello. Sorry.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I never had the chance to talk to you before, so I'm excited. Let's talk sports. So March is upon us, and the madness has already basically descended. This week, we had two big upsets in the Big Ten. First, Indiana fell to the Gophers on that court that I hate. I really dislike Minnesota's lifted court. Anyway, so they lost to the Gophers. And then we had U of M was taken down by Penn State. What do these losses mean for the Spartans and their chance of winning the conference this season?
Yeah, well, Minnesota's loss certainly has an impact on that. Minnesota's upset. I must argue with you. It's one of my favorite places in the Big Ten.
I think it is so weird. I think it's dangerous. No,
it is a little weird. You're right. The court itself. Yeah, it is a little. Yeah, especially sitting there. I've sat there courtside before, and it's like, you know, everyone's like 12 feet tall. But
yeah.
But that win for Minnesota, of course, keeps Michigan State's hopes alive. They were really, really slim before that. And now, you know, Michigan State still would need Indiana to lose another game. And there's certainly no guarantee of that happening. And Michigan State would have to win all of its games and has some very tough ones ahead. But at least there's a chance still. And then Michigan's loss, it just maybe affects seeding for the Big Ten tournament or in the NCAA tournament, but Michigan certainly now would need Indiana to lose twice for the Wolverines to get the title. But Michigan does get to play Indiana once, so at least would have control of one of those games, yeah.
So Michigan, U of M's chances are looking kind of slim to take the season then.
Yes, yeah, very slim, yeah. I mean, that's one of the most shocking upsets of the entire college basketball season. Penn State 0-14 and down 15 in the second half and somehow coming back to beat Michigan. So it'll be interesting to see how Michigan recovers from that Sunday against Michigan State.
Yeah, we've got another big game in Michigan, the two teams going up against each other for the second time. Now, last time that the two teams met, MSU blew out U of M, essentially. Are we going to see a similar game on Sunday, or are these going to be two different teams meeting up?
Yeah, I definitely don't think we're going to see a Michigan State blowout again. It's hard to gauge how Michigan will respond. I mean, I think Michigan's confidence has to be broken a little bit. And really, since, you know, the Michigan State loss was the third in four games, and one of them included a half-court shot from Wisconsin. I think that whole stretch really hurt Michigan in terms of overall confidence. But Michigan State has lost two games in a row as well. So another team that really needs a win. They both really need a win, and neither of them are playing their best basketball of the season right now. But I think with the home crowd and with the motivation to, redeem themselves from that first game, I think the Wolverines will play much better and much harder and be much more aggressive. And I think you add it all together, I think it'll be a much closer game.
Well, let's look at some of the key factors that MSU going into this game, knowing it's likely going to be a lot more difficult than the last one. What are some of the key things that the Spartans have to do to get away with the win?
Well, they have to try to play defense the way they did in the first meeting. That was, I think, easily the best defensive performance of Michigan State's season. So it'll be hard to duplicate that, because I think when you play in front of your home crowd, I think you just get extra energy. I think the crowd was an absolute factor in the first meeting. It just gives you a little bit more, and maybe it demoralizes your opponent a little bit. I mean, Michigan had 16 turnovers in that game, which is very uncharacteristic of the Wolverines. So, you know, without that extra help, Michigan State still has to manage to bring that energy on defense. Michigan State did a great job of getting offensive rebounds the first time around, and what that does is it prevents Michigan from running. Michigan State did not let Michigan get out in the fast break, and that's a big key against Michigan. So, really, you do a lot of the same things, and you have to hope Michigan isn't red hot from outside. I mean, Tim Hardaway Jr. was 1-for-11 in that first game, and you can't expect that to happen again. So, And offensively, Michigan State did not have a great game the first time around. It was a good game. But in this game, the Spartans are probably going to have to, hit more jump shots to win.
Yeah. Speaking of offense, Keith Appling has been pretty absent on the offensive end for Michigan State. I guess, what's going on with Keith Appling, or what do you think is going on with Keith Appling? He just doesn't seem to be that present in some ways.
Yeah, it's a daily question on this beat now. And, Keith, yesterday after practice said, well, it's probably a little of both, a little bit mental, a little bit physical. I mean, there was a thought, does he have some sort of injury that, that no one's talking about? But I don't think that's it. I think he's been worn down a bit. I think his backup, Travis Trice, missed four games with concussion-like symptoms, and that meant more minutes for Keith Appling, and I think that maybe took something out of him. But I also think that when, as a player, if you are not making shots, I think it adversely affects the rest of your game. And I think you saw that Sunday against Ohio State. He's now 9-for-39 in his last four games. And this happened to him last year. I think, the wear and tear of running a team, being the point guard, having to guard the other team's best player, and then also hit some shots, I think that is a lot on a player. And I think when those shots stop falling, that can really affect you. So I think that's really what it comes down to. But Michigan State needs him to at least get back to playing his normal defense and run the team well and get other people shots. And if he can hit some shots, that's a bonus. And that might be what it takes to win Sunday. But at least they need him to get the first two things back. And that does not, lean on making shots.
Okay, so who wins real quick? Who's going to take it?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Joe. Come on. No.
Oh, man. Well, right now I still think I slightly favor Michigan in this game. I just think Michigan will really, really bring everything it has to this game. I think that was a really humiliating night for Michigan and Breslin. And I know the Wolverines aren't playing well, but they are much, much better at home. So right now I would have to give a slight
edge
to Michigan.
Well, all right? Well, I'm disappointed, but you're entitled to your opinion. Thanks for talking with us, Joe.
Okay, thanks for having me, Emmanuel. Good talking to you.
Coming up after the break, we're going to speak with ESPN.com's Adam Rittenberg about MSU's integrated football program in the 1960s. I'm Emmanuel Berry, and you're listening to Current State on WKAR.